He doesn't know a thing about phrasing, does he? I love the way Dan phrases.
If you necessarily call that phrasing or bellowing.
Both. It's bellowing, I like bellowing.
Yes.
While we have you here, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your new albums.
Well, we got one that just came out on Rounder about a month ago, and it's called The Room Over Mine. Yeah, it's got, of course, Room Over Mine, which is an old Hollow Brown tune that I've been singing for a long time. And we recorded it many years ago with Dad, and decided to redo it because I like the song so much, so it might get a little more airplay being on Rounder CD. And got a tune that fell out California wrote that I really like. His name's Chris Stewart. An influence, you know, I started playing, well, years back around home, it was Stanley Brothers, Bill Monroe, of course, and then on the countryside, there was George Jones and Jerry Lee Lewis, and I think just all over having that played so much all the time around home, I just sort of picked that up, you know, and I like the bluegrass drive and stuff.
Comfortable enough to just make music in the moment, and it takes some time to get that. I mean, early on, we would practice every little thing, every little fill, and then if you messed up, everything fell apart. The whole song fell. And now you listen to the groove of the song, and you try to put, not to sound hokey, but I know you do it. You sing from the heart, and you're trying to put everything you got into it, and really, you're making music. You're not just recreating something you practiced a thousand times. You're trying to make music.
Passed away. Well, that was quite a change for me because I sang with Dad. We knew what we were going to do. everybody does.
And I've watched you sing dozens of times, and you don't just go through a 3-minute song. I'm singing it to get through the song. Every second, every note counts, and that's a good quality.
Well, just like the last song you fellas, how many times have you sang that song? But it's still
singing wrong.
You sitting here listening, just by your performance, you know that you guys enjoy that song. You can tell, even though you've done it hundreds of times.
Well, I think the challenge becomes to make it count every time, because it's not like you don't know how to sing it after singing it for so many years, but that becomes the challenge, and I think that's what keeps you getting better as a singer, is trying to not outdo yourself with Flash, but try to convey the emotion of the song and the lyrics on stage. Try to better your last performance without showing off, you know, so.
You guys want to sing another one and then we'll come back in? No. Okay. See you later. All right, enough. We're leaving.
Sure. We'll do Eric's going to get a guitar here, and I don't need the capo. We have a new record out, too, and it's called Iron and Diamonds. This is one of the songs on it. It's one that we're credited with writing, but Eric actually wrote just about everything in the song. I added my one word, I think, or two. And I was there. I was in the room. So, hey.
He sings it better, and I could sing lead on it. True. I liked the song until he started singing it. I started loving it.
No, it to me, it's a brother duet kind of tune, and pretty simple song. So let's not mess up.
No.